Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Storm is here. And by the way, you can also find us on YouTube under the same name, Storm is here. All right, this is a very important video. I mean, all of them are important, but this one here is a little more extra important because of the severity of it. Now, there has been a lot of talk about this whole vaccine coming out and how they need to implement it quick and fast before it's even been tested properly. I'm going to read some news articles about that. Actually, I'm going to read one news article about that. I'm also going to talk about the second stimulus package that is about to be released. They've been going back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats trying to hammer out a stimulus package. And we're going to go over that. And we're going to reveal some, I don't know if it's even shocking because it's been talked about and it's actually finally going to be coming to fruition, unfortunately. And again, the reason why I do all these videos is I wanted to awaken people. And I also want to educate people on the negativities of this current system and how we need systemic change now before it becomes too late. All right, let me get into the news articles here. This one comes out of the... Bear with me here, guys. All right. This comes out of the politics. It's the IB Times. Comes out of the IB Times. The headline is, Second Stimulus Check Update. Democrat proposes releasing aid to people only after COVID-19 inoculation. So again, this is something that people, that a lot of the so-called conspiracy theorists, including myself, have been talking about, and it has finally been achieved. And this is something people need to be worried about. All right, let's get into the article. A former Democratic congressman has proposed releasing federal aid to people who agree to receive a coronavirus vaccine in hopes of helping the U.S. economy recover faster and keep millions of Americans safe from infection. John Delaney, an American entrepreneur and former Maryland congressman, made the proposal during an interview with CNBC. The plan would involve giving people, get this, a $1,500 in stimulus check in exchange for getting immunized. Now, $1,500 currently is absolute peanuts. Okay, people have no jobs, they have no work. There's not even a guarantee that they'll get their jobs back even though they get inoculated. So again, these are very draconian times, and they're implementing draconian measures. I also have heard that there's going to be a vaccine card. Once you take the vaccine, you must carry this card around with you. This is a reminiscence to Nazi Germany during the Second World War and the famous words, "Papers, please." Okay, you cannot go around Nazi-occupied areas without papers. This is how they tracked you. This is how they controlled you. And this is what's coming down the road very, very soon. Again, let me, before I carry on with this article, they crashed the economy. The economy was already teetering. Then the coronavirus happened, which again is a false flag event. It has not killed a lot of people, but they still justified locking everything down twice, and in return have destroyed small businesses all around the world, and especially in America. Large businesses and even smaller businesses have had to close their doors and lay off thousands, if not millions, of people. Okay. All right, let me continue on here. And again, of course, this is by design. So nobody has any money. And now every little bit of money that they do give you, you're going to take because you're desperate. Okay. Instead of people getting on the streets and fighting to get their sovereignty, instead what they'll do is they'll cower and they'll concede to a measly $1,500 check. This is what humanity has come to. All right, let me carry on here. White House infectious disease expert, that's totally laughable, Dr. Anthony Fauci had previously said that at least 75% of the American population should be vaccinated before some semblance of normal life returns. Achieving that level of vaccination could protect millions of Americans, including people who cannot take the vaccine due to medical reasons. The question I want to ask is, will Mr. Dr. Anthony Fauci take the vaccine? And I'm thinking that he won't. Again, you can go back to the governor of Michigan during the whole water scandal with Flint, Michigan, where Obama showed up and he was acting like a total sarcastic jackass, by mimicking the people there by saying, "Hey, drink the water." And meanwhile, he didn't really even drink the water, and he was being very disrespectful to. So he was actually downplaying the whole event. But this is, again, this is what's happening here now. Okay, Dr. Anthony Fauci is not going to take the vaccine. Okay, but he's telling you that you must take it. Let me continue on here. We have to create, in my judgment, an incentive for people to really accelerate their thinking about taking the vaccine, Delaney said in the interview. You're going to benefit anyone because we'll get the country to herd immunity faster, which benefits you. So I think everyone wins. These politicians are nothing but sellouts. Again, there is a lot of desperation in America. A lot of people are out of work. There are food lines forming. And sadly, most people will take this $1,500 check, which will do absolutely nothing. It'll get them by for maybe a week or so, and then they'll be back to square one. All right, let me continue on here. If every American over the age of 18 participated in the proposed program, the U.S. government would have to spend at least $383 billion, according to an op-ed Delaney wrote for the Washington Post. The former congressman noted that other countries rewarded people for getting vaccinated. In Mexico, the people pays residents who get their children inoculated. In India, a program provides households with food, such as lentils, at each vaccination, and families receive a set of plates or other household items during the final immunization. And this is how pathetic this is. They're offering people food. Okay, I've talked about this in the past. Food is something that it should be given. Okay, certain staples, certain basics should be free to all people because people need to eat to survive. Okay, and they're basically it's like a carrot on a stick. They're dangling the carrot in front of these starving people, and these people have no choice but to take the vaccine. But they do have a choice. All right, let me continue on. A study of India's inoculation program found that pairing mobile clinics with small incentives for parents increased vaccination completion rates sixfold. Parents who were only offered convenient medical services monthly got their children at least one vaccine but failed to return for the full vaccination package. The system raised immunization from 6% to 18%. However, the immunization rate grew sixfold when families were given food and household items to encourage them to complete the vaccination package. Nurses assigned to each of the villages provided families with basic information about the vaccine's benefits, leading to an increase in vaccination amongst children. These are really trying times, never ever seen before in history, and people are desperate. It's really sad. Okay, I was talking to you in the last article, but prior to the article, I was talking about, or actually during the last article, about how these vaccines are being rushed in and not being tested properly. This is out of the menshealth.com. Headline is, rushing the COVID-19 vaccine could have serious and fatal side effects. States have been told by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC for short, and prevention, they should prepare for a coronavirus vaccine by late October. Obviously, it's not October. Sorry, guys, for that. By late October, early November, according to reports last Wednesday, but an untested coronavirus vaccine may have serious and fatal side effects, could even make the disease worse, and may very well have an effect on the election. What's the worst that could happen if we give an untested vaccine to millions of people? We receive a reminder today when one of the leading large coronavirus vaccine trials by AstraZeneca and Oxford University was paused due to a suspected serious adverse reaction. There are 8 other potential coronavirus vaccines that have reached phase 3, which is the phase that enrolls tens of thousands of people and compares how they do with the vaccine against people who only get a placebo. Those 8 include China's CanSino Biologics, product that was approved for military use without proper testing back in July, and Russia's coronavirus vaccine has been tested in only 76 people. If the CDC distributes an untested coronavirus vaccine this fall, it would be the largest drug trial in history with all the risks and none of the safeguards. Approving a vaccine without testing would be like climbing into a plane that has never been tested, said Tony Moody, MD, director of the Duke Collaborative Influenza Vaccine Innovation Centers. It might work, but failure could be catastrophic. One concern about this vaccine is that it's tracking to be an October surprise from Henry Kissinger's Pieces at Hand speech regarding a ceasefire in Vietnam less than 2 weeks before the 1972 election to former FBI Director James Comey's letter that he would reopen the investigation to Hillary Clinton's emails. October surprises have always had the potential to shift elections, but never before have they had the potential to catastrophically shift the health of an already fragile nation. Again, they're making assumptions here that the nation is fragile. And again, look at the numbers of people that are dying. It's very, very low. Okay. The recovery rate, again, is in the high 90s, I think up to like 98, 99%, I believe. Okay. And again, they just put out these propaganda pieces to scare people. They like to fearmonger. And to talk about the October surprises, yes, again, it's more distractions. They try to build up the elections. They try to get people to come out and vote. They try to stir emotion. They try to get into the heads of millions of Americans. And it works for the most part. Okay. And people have to start thinking for themselves. Okay. Stop following. Start leading. All right. Let me continue on. If there's an October surprise in the form of an untested coronavirus vaccine, it wouldn't be the first time that a vaccine was rushed out as a political stunt to increase an incumbent's president's election chances. On March 24, 1976, in response to a swine flu outbreak, President Gerald Ford asked Congress for $135 million for each and every American to receive an inoculation. How badly did the swine flu campaign of 1976 go? Well, one of the drug companies made 2 million doses of the wrong swine flu vaccine. Vaccines weren't exactly effective for people under 24, and insurance companies said, no way. They didn't want to be liable for the science experiment of putting this vaccine into 120 million bodies. By December, the swine flu vaccination, now that was then 120 million bodies as opposed to over 300 million bodies. Okay, by December, the swine flu vaccination program was suspended when people started to develop Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological condition whose risk was 7 times higher in people who got the vaccine and which paralyzed more than 500 people and killed at least 25. Vaccines are some of the safest medical products in the world, but there can be serious side effects in some instances that are often only revealed by very large trials, said Katie Langwig, PhD, an infectious disease ecologist at Virginia Tech. One of the other possible side effects is known as a vaccine enhancement, the very rare case when the body makes antibodies in response to a vaccine, but the antibodies help a second infection get into cells. Something that has been seen in dengue fever, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, the vaccine, far from preventing COVID-19, might turn out to make a patient's disease worse, said Nir Eyal. Dr. Phil, a biotechs professor at Rutgers University. We do not know whether coronavirus vaccine might cause vaccine enhancement, but we need to. In 1966, a vaccine trial against respiratory syncytial virus, a disease that many infants get, caused more than 80% of infants and children who receive the vaccine to be hospitalized and killed too. All of these risks can be prevented by safety takes patience, something that an American public which has to bury more than 186,000 is understandably short on, and Trump seems to be allergic to. To put this into perspective, the typical length of making a vaccine is 15 to 20 years. All right, get that one. said Paul Offits, MD, the director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Offits Laboratory developed a vaccine for rotavirus, a disease that kills infants. That process began in the 1980s and wasn't completed until 2006. The first scientific papers behind the HPV vaccine, for example, were published in the early 1900s, but the vaccine wasn't licensed until 2006. An untested vaccine may also prove a deadly distraction. An effective vaccine could create a false sense of security and perhaps reduce the emphasis on social distancing, mask wearing, hand hygiene, said Atul Malhotra, MD, at a pulmonologist at the UC San Diego School of Medicine. Even worse, an untested vaccine may have consequences far beyond the present pandemic. Even today, one poll shows that only 57% of people would take a coronavirus vaccine. Some experts argue that we need 55 to 82% to develop herd immunity. If we don't get the vaccine right the first time, there may not be enough public trust for a next time. Vaccines are a lot like social distancing. They are most effective if we work cooperatively and get a lot of people to take them, said Langwig. If we erode the public's trust through the use of unsafe or ineffective vaccines, we may be less likely to convince people to be vaccinated in the future. We don't want to scare people off because vaccines are our way out of this, said Dr. Offit. So how will you be able to see through the fog of the vaccine war and know when a vaccine is safe to take? Data, said Dr. Moody, to see if the vaccine did not cause serious side effects in those who got it, and that those who got the vaccine had a lower rate of disease, hospitalization, death, or any other metric that means it worked. And we really, really want to see that people who got the vaccine did not do worse than those who did not. So basically what they're saying is in order to implement the vaccine to be safe, you know, it takes years of research and testing before it can be released, just to kind of work out all the flaws and the kinks of it. But that's, again, there seems to be this rush. Okay, there seems to be this rush to get this vaccine out to the masses, and we don't really know why. Now, I should have pulled up another article of what the contents of are the within the vaccine, but I didn't really do that. But I have heard that some of the stuff that's inside the vaccine is people are really playing on the side of cautious. So anyways, guys, look, a lot of people were predicting this, and now it's happening. And again, we're starting to see parallels between the United States, and Nazi Germany. And again, it's just not exclusive to the United States. It's happening all over the world. I mean, England, France, they're implementing draconian laws, and now they're going to start, possibly forcing people to take the vaccination, and there's going to be some pushback, and rightfully so. But look, getting on the streets is a great idea, no doubt about it. Okay, but again, there's a more optimal way of doing it. And again, I've been crying and been shouting from the rooftops on how we need systemic change, and the only way we do that is if we take, not ask, not demand, and not vote to get our sovereignty, but we have to take back our sovereignty. And there are great common law jurisdictions like the Republic of Canada, and there's one out in Australia, Poland. They are starting to pop up everywhere, and this is something people need to jump aboard on, or else you're basically going to be controlled and ruled by technocrats. I mean, this is where it's headed, folks. So we need to stop this, and we need to stop this now. All right, guys. Thanks for watching this. Thanks for hearing this. Again, we are on Anchor FM under the Storm Is Here podcast. It's just called The Storm Is Here. We're also on YouTube under the same name, Storm Is Here. And again, people, more importantly, systemic change, and let's unite. Take care, guys.